You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Oh, you know by now who that is. That is Tyson Bagent. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And Russ Dorsey is hanging out with us because he's awesome like that. And he's got to get his Bears thoughts off.
Yeah, I just had a free 45 minutes. I was like, I haven't seen you guys in studio in about three and a half weeks. Yeah.
And you're a part of the team. Russ, of course, the Major League Baseball insider for Yahoo Sports. He works for Apple TV Plus as well. And this was, we got to get into this, right? I think we just have to. Let's listen to what Ben Johnson had to say today when he was asked about Tyson Bagent.
Man, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he's smart as a whip. Appreciate the seriousness and intent that he brings every time he walks into a room. You know, meeting room, walk through, it doesn't matter. He's locked in. He's focused. I think his teammates feel that from him. Love the fact, you know, he'll throw the ball and he keeps working through his progressions just so it goes home with exactly where everyone's going to be in case he had to move on. I think he's taking this seriously. He's preparing the right way, and I couldn't be more thrilled that he's here with us.
The level of ammunition that is for all of the Tyson Bagent truthers out there.
Had to do it. We had to tell him. We have to let him know.
I mean, Ben Johnson said it. There are words that have been said about Tyson Bagent for all of you who want him to not just be the backup quarterback back, but to be more. There you go. There's your red meat for the day.
There was a time in this city where people believed that Tyson Bagent should be the starting quarterback of your Chicago Bears. There were think pieces written about it.
There were covers of newspapers.
One that I worked for. It was like Bagent of Change, if I'm not mistaken, what that cover was.
It's a quality headline.
It was. Shout out to the bright one, Chicago Sun-Times. But that was a thing for
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bagent. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid, and I think he's the real deal.
That's real?
That was a Russ Dorsey.
A pure bloodline?
Yes, that was a call to this very radio station. Robbie, what was that last year? Is that what it says? Last year, Russell Dorsey. That really happened on this radio station.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
A pure bloodline? Was there pushback? Show was this? I need to know
context. That was Mullion Haw, and I think they just kind of let him.
They let him
get it off his chest and let him get on with his day.
What? That might be the most jarring clip. As a kid who grew up in the city, I've heard a lot of clips and a lot of calls on this station. That might be the most jarring because, one, I didn't see it coming. I didn't see that one coming. pure bloodline.
That one hit you in the face?
That, like he said, this is blonde hair, blue eyes.
Well, Russ and you know, Tyson Bajan's dad is an arm wrestler, a champion arm wrestler.
I didn't know that part. But, wow.
Marshall's like, oh, that's your red meat for the day. No, it's not. Because you probably didn't hear what Tyson Bajan had to say about this opportunity over the weekend.
Yeah, my journey, especially since I've got here, has been it's been nothing short of amazing. I'm extremely blessed and can't even believe the situation that I'm in. I could sit here and freaking start bawling my eyes out just thinking about it, but it is absolutely, I am beside myself every single day that I wake up that this is what I get to do. And then especially with how everything is kind of unfolded, with how ready I feel right now, and then being gifted with this amazing staff, it just seems like things just keep, oddly enough, keep working out in my favor, and I'm full steam ahead and just really grateful and excited for everything to come.
That's a confident man right there. I don't think that's red meat, like the Ben Johnson confirming that Tyson Bajan's doing his thing.
Yeah, that's a guy that wants to come in, win a job, be the backup quarterback, and you know, show that, hey, I've improved from what people have seen from me in an organization and with a coaching staff that has no loyalty to Tyson Bajan. So you have to come in and prove, like, hey, I deserve to be here. I can respect that.
I will say this, Layla. He doesn't sound like a guy gunning for number two. He sounds like a guy gunning for number one when he talks about being put in that position and all the things that he said.
Well, I would want my backup quarterback to prepare as if he's going to start on a weekly basis. Absolutely. So I'm not mad at that. But
not mad.
No, that's what, if you're trying to beat out veterans, the Case Keenums of the world, etc., you should think like that. Because if you don't, you're going to be looking for work here soon.
I think sometimes there are people who get used as an avatar, whether or not they want to be. I'm never going to hit on somebody for having gratitude. But I know that when I think of like things coaches and bosses like to hear, man, if he didn't nail it.
I'm not mad at that either, man. It's hard out here. You got to keep your jobs.
No, and frankly, I think he's acknowledging the place that he came from. Yeah, I don't sense as much. The funny part about all of this is I don't sense entitlement out of him.
No, that's a guy that's not afraid of the work.
Yeah. Like as much as we talk about this and the way he's talked about, I don't think he thinks that.
No.
And even on Hard Knocks, like he was one of my favorite parts of Hard Knocks because he actually would try to bring some levity to the room when it was needed.
You say something that's really important. Guys who work hard, you might not have the skills that other people have or the talent that other people have, but if you put in the work and you're a good teammate, you have a long career, whether that's the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA. Like, being somebody that people want to have around is a great skill to have.
We saw that with Justin Turner just this past weekend. And it paid off in the walk-off home run route that he hit in the series clincher against the Orioles. I think with Tyson Bajan specifically, he is a guy who has done an admirable job as a lower guy who did not play Division I football, and a guy who can say, hey, they needed me. I went out there. I went 2-2 as a starter. That everybody can't do that. And when you look at all the faults of the previous regime, for him to be able to do that in that setting says something about how good he's been.
He got Luke Getsy a job. The thing that the Raiders said was that they lost to a team run by Tyson Bajan at quarterback that day. And that was a big factor into why, like, the compliments, one of the biggest things they said about Luke Getsy when they hired him in Vegas. Like, that's what I think of. It's that kind of ripple effect that sometimes these things can have. Is that the right judgment you should have when hiring a coach? No. The body of work should stand for itself. But point being, he is somebody who like has that energy where he is a flashpoint for a lot of people, either as a point of focus, because backup quarterbacks are always the point of focus when the slightest thing goes wrong with your QB. But then also, I think it's because of these things. Like, he worked to get here. And his head coach is realizing that, too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's going to be interesting following that specific battle for the backup quarterback job between him and the established veteran Case Keenum. One of the things that I did want to bring up is we talked with Russell Dorsey here on Raheem Harris about the comments that Ben Johnson made before today's practice, that they kind of shifted the practice schedule to later in the day, preparing for their game with the Miami Dolphins coming up this Sunday at noon. Joint practice before that on Friday. Is we've wondered aloud and tried to figure out, based on what Dennis Allen has told us, what is the situation with the secondary? Not only Jalen Johnson, who might be, possibly be ready for week one, but with everybody else out there, and we understand it's an open competition, according to the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. But Ben Johnson did talk about what he's seen from Tyree Stevenson so far in training camp.
Well, I think he's an awesome person. I think that's what stands out first and foremost. He's got quite a personality. He's good to talk to. I think he works hard. He's sometimes he talks a little bit too much, and you got to tell him to be a little bit quiet. But he's a guy that you want on your side. He's, like I said, he understands this is a big year for him. It really is. Going into year three is kind of make it or break it for a lot of guys, and he understands that. I think he's approaching this the right way. The competition that we've had in that room has been really good for not only him, but the rest of the guys. And I'm excited for the direction he's headed right now.
I didn't hear anything particularly encouraging in terms of specifics about like how he's flashed or looked great in practice. I don't know if that's me overlooking the things, overreading like what was being said there, but I guess I wanted a little something more meaty in his description of Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, contrast what he said about Bajent to what he said right there.
That's because that's fresh in my mind, Robbie.
You know, it's
funny.
He's
the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline.
Never not be insane to me.
I can't believe you hadn't heard that yet because you listened to our show.
It's the fact that that was said, but there was more that we just cut because we don't have the time to play the whole
thing. What do you mean by that?
No, we have time. You can hear it again if you want.
Do you guys have the whole clip of what was said?
Yeah, they got it.
Because I want to hear what they allowed before they told that dude to get off of his phone.
Oh no, I think they just let the phone call in naturally. I don't think he got cut off.
That's typically how it goes.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's 100%.
Man. Pure bloodline.
Russ has got to review the tape on this.
I do.
But so the Tyson Bagent, what we just heard him talking about Tyson Bagent, how glowingly he spoke of him, right?
Yeah.
Versus, like, two things I picked up there. He's a nice guy. Also, he talks too much sometimes. That's my takeaway from what he had to say about Tyreek Stevenson.
Come on our radio show, Tyreek. We also talk too much sometimes. That's why we're here. But I do. You know what I thought of immediately when he said that? It wasn't all the stuff that happened during the Hail Mary. It's how he gets in quarterback's faces to the point of personal fouls.
Yeah, I heard in that he's very competitive. and he's a nice guy, and he talks like you've seen any DB. Like, it's, even if they weren't in the play and the receiver doesn't catch it, they're doing all this stuff. They and I heard a coach saying that, hey, sometimes it's a little too much. And so that's something to be mindful of as we go through the rest of camp. Like, hey, are you doing more talking than you doing playing?
I mean, he's seriously, the thing that bothered me the most was when he's gets away with one against the Texans and has his finger in Nico Collins' helmet. I don't know how they didn't call it. They ended up calling a penalty on Collins, I believe. And then it happens again. I'm like, man, you can't. What are you doing?
I will say, for a guy like Tyrique Stevenson, after the year that he had, a new regime comes in, you got to be on best behavior. Because you know that they know what transpired. You know that they know all the different things that the reputation that a player might have. And so I think having that competitive edge and, you know, talking crap to the receivers is something that you're naturally going to have. But I think you got to find your line of like, okay, like, let me not make this coaching staff think that this is all I do.
My prediction, and Russell might not know about my prediction, that he was going to have this big bounce back year.
Didn't you say Pro Bowl?
I did say Pro Bowl. It's looking real not great right now. My prediction. I so thought Tyrique Stevenson.
He's talented. I think that's what people keep coming back to with him is like, if you could figure this other non-football stuff out. He is that to teach. You can't teach his size at the position. You can't teach the ball skills, like all that stuff. That would make him a Pro Bowl caliber DB. But can he get out of his own way?
When he said non-football, I thought he was going to say nonsense.
No, but he's right. Yeah, it is the non-football piece of it. And when you consider the talent that he displayed his rookie season, you know, that's where I sit with this. Is I'm like, man, there's got to be a way to utilize what he does for 60 minutes. Like, that's sometimes what you have to tell people. It's like, hey, you have 60 minutes a week where you have to get this together and focus.
Question while we're talking about the starting corners. Kyler Gordon is a guy that people talk about a ton as not only being a Pro Bowl caliber DB, but like potentially an all-pro. Is that a guy that we should be thinking about more being on the outside? Because I think he's made a name for himself in the slot, but because he's as talented as this coaching staff has talked about, Dennis Allen has talked about as the defensive coordinator, are we looking at the wrong guy to take over that job?
I think the slot is more important than it's ever been in modern NFL offense. So his ability to cover there, plus do other things, given Dennis Allen's ability to use chess pieces, make him more valuable there than he would be on the outside.
Got it.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about rookie seasons. Kyler Gordon had a rough one, and then he just flourished in the role that he's been in now in the slot. And I feel like that's really shown off what he's really good at. You know, I hope they use him in blitz packages the way that we saw a few times last year.
Right.
Because even when you saw him coming, it didn't matter. That was what I really loved, was when he got to show off his pure athleticism and the way he moves.
He's twitchy.
He is. And he's really good at his body consciousness making other people miss. And that is something that is very difficult to find and coach, especially at that level. So that's a part of it for me. But I don't think you can take it off the table necessarily if he needs to be versatile. He's earned that right. You know, he's earned the right to be talked about in whatever position is the biggest need for the secondary.
And you're right, Marshall, because I think when you look at the best wide receivers in the NFL, like those guys you're not just outside only anymore. Like Justin Jefferson makes money in the slot. Ja'Marr Chase is getting moved around all over the field. Nico Collins is as big as you're going to find as a wide receiver, and he's moving into the slot. So, yeah, I understand having a guy there, but sometimes I'm thinking, okay, is your best two corners Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon? If the answer to that is yes, is that something we should start to talk about?
Well, and Jalen wants to travel too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other piece of this. Is
shadowing the best receiver.
Jalen didn't get the chance to do that as much as he wanted last year. He had to kind of work his way into it. Speaking of having giveaways, because I know we talked about earlier, we forgot to tell you about this one. It's not even with our show. We're doing you a favor. Tune in to Spiegel and Holmes this afternoon from 2 to 6 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field on August 17th. That's coming up. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. And then coming up next, Case Keenum, the sands of time have come for you. We'll discuss it next on Raheem and Harris with Russ Dorsey hanging out on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.